Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
You're going to want to call us on the Dr. Pepper call-in line today, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776, because the question this morning somehow... You go to sleep, it's almost like not a publicity stunt, but like, they just need a warm body to play quarterback in L.A. And you wake up and the question is Baker Mayfield the answer for the Rams? Harry Douglas in for Key and Jay today. Morning, Harry.
Good morning, Max. And this is unbelievable. The man got there on Tuesday night.
Tuesday night?
Tuesday night, Max.
That's crazy.
Tuesday night and leads them to a game-winning touchdown drive.
You know what's so funny about what I saw last night, Harry, and for anyone who missed it, Raiders are up two scores. Baker Mayfield early in the game comes off the bench and brings them back with two touchdowns, but the go-ahead score with, I don't know, what was it, three, four seconds left in the game, they start on their own...
Two-yard line.
He takes them 98 yards. By the way... Game over at one point.
Minute and 35 seconds.
Game over, and they call it back, right? Throws the pick, call it back. Winds up hitting Van Jefferson on a beautiful pass. I mean, this dude.
Oh, Baker headbutting people. Lord have mercy.
It's so funny, Harry. Look, we're showing on ESPN2 right now his fourth quarter. So first three quarters, he's 7 of 15 with 89 passing yards. In the fourth quarter, 15 of 20 for a 141 and a touchdown with no interceptions. That's the second most completions in any quarter in his career, but that's the longest drive to win a game in the fourth quarter in 45 years, I want to say.
Yeah.
45 years. It's unbelievable. You know, Harry, it just goes to show the way I feel about Baker this morning has changed.
Me
you
too. Because I just said yesterday, Max, that... No, Sean McVay couldn't revitalize his career. I just said it yesterday. I have a change of heart this morning.
Maybe we're being the prisoners of the moment. We'll see. He turns back into a pumpkin next week. But it just goes to show, for me at least, that you're never done writing your script. You write your own script. I didn't even understand when I was a kid, Harry. It took me until I was adult when people say, you're responsible for everything that happens to you. And I thought, wait, that doesn't make any sense as a kid. I didn't cause all this bad luck, whatever. It's someone else's fault, right? But what that means is not you caused it. What it means is it's happening to you. So ain't no one else going to take responsibility for it. That's just the way it is. You have to take responsibility for it. You got to own it. And it literally took me till I was an adult. And Baker Mayfield has taken responsibility for his career here, you know? He is...
For once.
Right! But that's part of growing up.
That's part of growth. That's a big part of growth. And I'm not going to lie to you, Max. Like, did I think it was going to happen? No, I didn't. And I'm going to be up here and be a man and say that. But at the same time, it was also refreshing to see because knowing what all Baker has been through, right? And some of it he calls on himself. Some of it probably not. But to be at this moment and ask for that release from the Carolina Panthers, because potentially the San Francisco 49ers might have picked him up, but they didn't. But the Rams scooped him up. And then to go out there on a Thursday night, this is a short week, Max, which is one of the hardest weeks to play on because, number one, you know, your body might be different. But then to play on a new team, but you still had the familiar offense, you know, from Kevin Stefanski, and, you know, that Shanahan tree and whatnot, dating all the way back to Gary Kubiak and that whole nine and Cal and Mike Shanahan. So you had some familiar terminology. Some things may have been different, but it's not like they can go out there and run the whole playbook. It's not like they can go out there and run the whole playbook, Max. Seriously.
It shows you, and Sean McVay was talking about that he's a quick study, obviously, but it shows you from the moment this happened. This dude had his nose in the books. There's no other way.
On the airplane.
On the plane, studying, preparing. Yep. And then, yeah, Thursdays, funky things can happen. So there, like, it gives you the opportunity for it. But you know, do you take advantage or not? Be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call online. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Here is Baker himself. I'm pulling off the fourth quarter comeback.
Considering how you got here, is there something cathartic about winning like that? Not just winning, but winning in a big way like that.
Yeah, I don't know if you can write it any better than that. Obviously, we'd like to be a little bit more stress-free, but it's a pretty damn good story, I'll be honest with you. So it's special.
I mean, they could barely do the interview post-game because everyone was so geeked up. They were, like, talking at him, and I got it. I was like, you know, like, it's hard to ask open-ended questions when you just saw what you saw, and everyone's just, like, telling them what he thinks, and he has to sit there responding to it because he did the post-game on the Amazon broadcast. It was – here's the question right now, Harry.
Yep.
Could Baker Mayfield – I can't believe I'm asking this right now. Again, maybe I'm being prisoner of the moment. But Sean McVay can do some things now. Can Baker Mayfield be the long-term answer at quarterback for the Rams if the Matthew Stafford situation winds up being serious? He had a spinal contusion.
Which is something that you can't play with. Anything dealing with your spinal area, Max, you have to take seriously, and you can't just, you know, hey, I'm going to go back out there. No, it's a lot of things you got to weigh, right? You think about your family and don't really want to bring this up, but you also think about the stuff that Matthew Stafford's wife has been through
over the years, too.
So a lot of that stuff plays into factor with Matthew Stafford and making the decision and where he's going to be moving forward. So all that plays into it.
Matt in Atlantic City, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Harry Douglas in for Key and Jay today, ESPN Radio.
Max, good morning, Harry. I'm driving into work here, and I always love listening. And to credit what you said, Max, in the opening, you wake up, it's like you go to bed, it's a publicity stunt. You wake up, and Baker Mayfield has a game-winning drive for a touchdown. I mean, and nothing against Matt Stafford, but you know what? I agree, Max. I think he can be the long-term quarterback for the Rams. I mean, he's only been with these receivers, you know what, for a couple of days. You know what? Prisoner of the moment, like you said, you know, it was a great game, a Thursday night short game. But if you're asking if he could be the long-term quarterback, I really think he can, Max.
Yeah.
And you guys have a great weekend.
Thanks. I mean, like, with Stefanski, he was a top 10 QBR, right? And now, look, he's not fast. He's not tall. Those work against you. You got to be able to outrun, you know, guys in that front seven coming at you, right? And he can't do that. But it's not like he can't move at all. He's not a statue. And he has a strong arm and an accurate arm. And he can read defense as well. Like, that's actually the most important stuff.
And I'll tell you, I think the most impressive thing for me, though, Max, is when you look at this Rams football team and how deficient they have been this season. On the defensive side, they had no Aaron Donald. But on the offensive side, you had no Cooper Kupp, no Allen Robinson, and, of course, no Matthew Stafford. He's out there with Van Jefferson, who I love, though, because I played for his father, Sean Jefferson. So I know he understands the game.
Yeah, he's a real NFL receiver,
but
for sure.
You're out there with Ben Skowronek, who's been playing some H-back, tight end, and wide receiver type stuff. And then Tutu Atwell, who's from Louisville, one of their second-round draft pick, who they had high aspirations for, who stepped up last night tremendously as well. You're out there with those three guys. It's not like you're out there with Kupp and Allen Robinson. You're out there with those three guys, and you're 100%. Out there making plays left and right.
Should Baker Mayfield be the long-term answer for the Rams? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Yeah, you're going to get to talk about it. Harry Douglas, you want to slip one more in before the break?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Roe, is that Roe? In Phoenix. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Harry Douglas in for Key and J, ESPN Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
I'm gonna tell you guys what, man. I turn my back for 2 seconds, right? And I'm on a phone call. I turn around, and it's 17:16. And thank God it's on Prime Video, so I could push rewind to go back and watch. And I'm like, what the hell did just happen? And I don't know if, you know, Baker, this is the answer for Baker, man, because, you know, the dude's a good dude. just he just needs something like this to kickstart that, being the number one draft pick and all that jazz, man. But I'm going to tell you what, you can't turn your back on Baker Mayfield with the Rams, man. I hope he's the long-term solution for him. Yeah, and, listen, you know, hopefully Stafford is, you know, he does the right thing and just, you know, steps away and takes care of himself, you know. That's all I got. And you guys have a great day.
You too.
You guys are the best, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, brother. You know, Baker being a good guy, we're going to get into that because I don't think all his teammates always thought so.
Yeah.
They didn't really rock with him, as the kids say, right? But that doesn't always have to be that way. You can write your own script, and you can change course in your life. It is never too late. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, Harry Douglas in for Key and J, 888-SAY-ESPN. Should Baker be the long-term solution for the Rams?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, second possession. It's Baker Mayfield making his Rams debut. 15 seconds. Mayfield flings it. Left side. End zone. Caught!
I don't know if you can write it any better than that.
A come from behind. 17-16 win.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, Harry Douglas in for Key today. Baker Mayfield, people, 98 yards for the game winner.
He shook the room, Max.
The dude landed in L.A. Tuesday. He had not been there for 48 hours. New team, new playbook, the whole thing. New teammates.
New start.
Against a team fighting for their playoff lives when the defending champion Rams, ooh, for whom he is playing, are dead in the water. There is no reason for them to be playing that hard, and the Raiders have everything to lose.
I can't wait to get it. We're not going to get into that right now, but I can't wait to get into that part, man.
All right, we're going to get into that. Look, first let me tell you that, Harry, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Mm. Let me also tell you that every day on this show, as you are aware, we've been telling listeners, we've been telling you listening in your car right now, on the app right now. Click on the more on the lower right-hand corner of the ESPN app. Scroll down to Live Radio, and there we are. On your smart speaker, say play ESPN. If you've downloaded the podcast, it's after the fact. But you're watching on ESPN too, or Sirius XM Channel 80. You, we've been telling you that all you had to do to win $2,500 every hour during the KJM 10K a day giveaway, Harry, it ended technically at the end of the show on Wednesday. We'd done 20 days of it and given away $200,000, $2,500 at a time, to 80 different people, or so we thought. But of the 80 people we texted to say that they had won, not everyone claimed their prize.
Wow.
So what do we do with that money? My suggestion was I should have it. But I was outvoted. No, this is what we decided to do, Harry. The holidays are coming up. We thought it was crazy not to give the money away, right? So their loss is your gain.
Or one person's trash is another person's treasure.
No, it's not trash, Harry.
Well, I'm saying, if they didn't pick it up, maybe they thought it was trash, Max. Silly them.
We've got more money to give away is the upshot. We're going to give you all the details on Monday's show at 10 a.m. Eastern. Make sure you tune in to hear more. All right. Harry, we've been talking about Baker and the Rams, and people want to weigh in. Matthew Stafford, spinal contusion. He had an elbow issue. He had spent his career in Detroit as the number one overall pick with top five for a lot of time arm talent, and sometimes getting a team that wasn't that good to the playoffs where they didn't have any business being, but they weren't winning in the playoffs. They haven't won a playoff game in a billion years, 60-something years, and one playoff win. And really the question about Stafford is he just a loser, right? People were asking that. Is he a talented loser? So think about your Matthew Stafford. The first time you're in a winning situation, what are you going to do? He won the Super Bowl. And he did it after Tom Brady had led his team, the defending champ, on a touchdown drive to take the lead, and your team is feeling the pressure. You can't snap the ball. You can't hold on to it. Now it's Stafford's turn. Time's running out. Takes him right down the field. Scores a touchdown with some great throws under intense pressure. Stafford has proven every single thing he needed to prove year one. The first time he's in a winning situation, the man won the Super Bowl. Harry, he's made his money. He legit might step away. I mean, you can't rule that out. You just put yourself in his position. Is Baker, therefore, after what you saw last night, maybe the long-term answer? Nick in Ohio. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Harry Douglas in for Key and J.
Hey, good morning, guys. Here's the thing. Baker has to be the backup. You have to bring him in off the bench. He has to be the underdog. If you make him the starter, that's going to ruin it. He needs to be the guy. Don't give him a playbook. Don't give him a locker. Don't give him a handshake. Just have him go in there and tell him to perform.
Well, no, I think the situation that he's been in, I think last year, and having to fight and claw for a spot and to be a starting quarterback, I think that's a learning experience for Baker Mayfield. I think that's a growing moment for Baker Mayfield. Last night as well, I think, was another growing moment for Baker Mayfield. So I won't sit up here and just say that he has to be a backup and don't give him a locker and do all that. I just think that's a little excessive. I'm just saying, like, with Baker Mayfield, what you seen last night, and we know what we know about Matthew Stafford, and we do know this is not his first back injury or anything dealing with his back. You have to consider this if you're Sean McVay, if you're Les Snead of the Rams, like, okay, there's a possibility that Matthew Stafford may walk away from the game of football. Because at the end of the day, listen, the game of football is marvelous. It was great to me. But it doesn't trump being with your kids, being with your family. It's just a game, right? There's more to life than football. So I think it's a perfect situation for Baker Mayfield to be the starting quarterback for the Rams moving forward.
Josh in Connecticut, what you got?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
I got to say, I think this is an egregious overreaction that Baker should be the future of this team. I mean, we're really talking one quarter where he showed up last night. And if you want to give him the next week, 2 weeks, okay, but the future of this team, I mean, Stafford is paid through, what, 2026, big money, 2 first-round picks for him. I mean, that's just a huge overreaction in my opinion, guys.
All right. I mean,
I don't think so, though, Max, because it's not like we're talking about Matthew Stafford playing terrible and playing bad. We're talking about Matthew Stafford having a spinal contusion.
I think the overreaction is really tied to Baker and who he is, too, yes. Right? You don't get to be the number one pick for no reason.
No.
Like, if you are Jabarcus Russell, or you are, what's his name with Peyton Manning's draft, who's turned it around?
Andrew Luck?
No. Ryan Leaf, or you could say whatever you want about those guys. There was a reason they got drafted up high like that,
yes.
Right? It's in there somewhere. Baker Mayfield, Sam Bradford, guys who worked out or didn't to one level or another. When you go one overall, you can play football. It doesn't mean it's going to work out in the NFL, but something's in there. And Baker has shown that on the NFL level. He, as I said, top 10 QBR in the playoffs, you know, a couple of years ago when he was healthy on a good team. from one guy who could be his team's long-term answer, maybe, Harry, to another one.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And Four Downs is brought to you by Geico. Switch to Geico today and see all the ways you could save. Here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Harry Douglas in for Key and Jay today. You ready to play Four Downs, Harry?
Let's do this, Max. It's Happy Friday.
It is Happy Friday. All right.
First down.
Jets at Bills.
So the Jets are at the Bills indeed. The Bills are 10-point favorites at home. Jets have already beaten them this year. The Bills are 10-point favorites at home, and the over-under is 43 exactly. I love to say in a hook, but it's just 43, Harry. Here is the question. Will Mike White prove that he is the Jets franchise quarterback?
That's a big possibility, but you do have to understand, like, the Bills have a hell of a defense still without Von Miller. Remember, Mike White threw four interceptions last year versus the Buffalo Bills, so I hope he definitely doesn't watch that game. But I do believe in Mike White. I just love the energy that the team has towards him. I love the love that they have for him, and everything that I experienced being in the locker room says that that's a positive environment for Mike White to succeed.
The question I have about Mike White and the love the team has for him, and credit to him, you know, I think about Carson Wentz, whose teams don't usually perform for him the way they perform for other guys.
Yep.
Especially considering his talent. Wentz is a talented guy. When Nick Foles took over the team, they were on their way to the Super Bowl, right? But it was still the regular season. Carson Wentz was having an MVP year. Nick Foles, can you win? Won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles. The next year, though, they were dead in the water. Dead in the water, like 500. Nick Foles took over. They caught fire. They won a playoff game against the Bears defense. A lot of people thought we're going to get out of the NFC. On the road at Soldier Field.
Should have won the next one.
Should have won at New Orleans.
I was at that game.
I mean,
I was at
you
that
go
game.
To Chicago and New Orleans. The team loved Nick Foles. It was obvious. Jalen Hurts, too.
Yep.
When he took over, the team loves the guy. You can see the way they play for him, right? So, but you wonder sometimes, but is that the Carson Wentz effect? In other words, not only do they love Nick Foles and Jalen Hurts, but they also don't like Carson Wentz. I don't know for sure, although I've heard things, right? So some guys, and locker rooms are hard to get everyone behind one guy. I wonder how much of the Mike White love on the Jets is disdain for Zach Wilson. And so not only do they like Mike White, but it's like...
They're wearing t-shirts to the game.
Come on, man.
They're wearing t-shirts.
That's a little extra,
and let's be
Harry.
Honest now. Against the Minnesota Vikings, if Braxton Berrios catches the damn football in the end zone, they probably win that game.
Oh, they're going to win the game.
They probably win that game now.
So that's the question I have, as long as he's not Zach Wilson, right? But I liked what Coach said. Robert Saleh said a lot about Mike White. He makes the easy look easy. He's not, you know, Zach Wilson.
Don't
remember
make things
in college,
look hard when it's not supposed to be hard.
He practiced off-platform, off-schedule throws. Zach Wilson, like he wanted to be like Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. And Mike White's like, I know I'm not Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. Let me keep this simple. All right. Time for second down.
Second down.
Eagles at Giants.
So the Eagles are 7-point favorites. I'm surprised it's only 7 points
the way
they're playing. And the fact is the Giants are playing very well. They just don't have the personnel right now, right? The over-under is 44.5. It's on ESPN Radio, coverage at noon Eastern. Here's the question about the Eagles, Harry. First of all, let me say about the Giants. I believe Daboll is coach of the year because the other guys you can point to are working with a lot. This dude is whipping up. It's like a chef competition. He's whipping up some nice dishes. No ingredients. Everyone else got the ingredients, right? Yeah, if you give someone the best meat, the best this, that, they'll whip you up something good. But give them leftovers, see what they can do, you know? Daboll's doing incredible work with those leftovers.
Yep.
Meantime, Sirianni has the most loaded roster in the NFL, I would say, front to back, both sides of the ball. Them and the Bills, but they're healthier. So the question is, are the Eagles the best team in the NFL?
For me, they are. And it's simple because Bill Parcells said, and Keyshawn said this a lot, you are what your records say you are. But I like the way this team plays. Like you just mentioned, their roster from their offensive line to their running backs to their wide receivers to their quarterback on the offensive side, they're outstanding. Defensively, from their defensive line, linebackers, the secondary, they're outstanding. So that's just special teams. They're good on special teams. Nick Sirianni's doing a great job. Shane Steichen. Steichen, offensive-wise, the offensive coordinator, is doing a wonderful job as well. So I really like this team and where they are, and I think they're the best team in the National Football League.
You know, I want to talk about Jalen Hurts for a second because they use the second-round pick on. He loses his job to Tua. Like, when we compare this quarterback draft class, it's one of the greatest of all time. It's going to go down in history, probably, if guys stay healthy. It's really Burrow and Herbert who are compared because 6'5 and better, right? Like, yeah. Big arms, the whole thing. And Hurts and Tua, who are compared because shorter guys who played on the same team in college.
One
and
had to transfer.
Tua took Hurts' job.
Yep.
Hurts got taken out. Tua got put in. They win. Tua took his job and therefore goes high up in the first round. And Hurts goes in the second round. But this Eagles team that is loaded, because he was very good, Hurts, right away. He, you know, the team, as we mentioned, liked him, and he's energetic, and they were energized. And he did it, and he flashed, I remember, in a loss against Kyler Murray that year. We're going back 2.5 seasons now. But he wasn't seeing the middle of the field. And that was the big question for me with Hurts. Will he ever be able to see the middle of the field? They get A.J. Brown. Week one, he didn't again. And I thought, uh-oh. That all took was 1 week with A.J. Brown. By week two, he's been an MVP-caliber player. He makes the simple look simple. Like, Jalen Hurts is capable of off-schedule, off-platform stuff, and he does it when he needs to. But that's when he needs to. Otherwise, he's running your offense. And they're the best team in the NFL front to back.
They are, Max. And it's a thing of beauty to watch Jalen Hurts. He's always so cool, calm, and collected. It's times where they may get a penalty. They may get a holding a flag for holding. They may have a false start. So they're 2nd and 20 and 2nd and 16. He never wavers, but the entire offense drums to his beat. And when he doesn't show any wavering, the offense doesn't either. And I love that about Jalen Hurts.
Tune into a football doubleheader Sunday as the Giants host the Eagles, followed by Panthers at Seahawks. Coverage begins at noon Eastern on select ESPN radio stations.
Third down.
Browns at Bengals.
Cincinnati, for some reason, I know they're at home and they're playing really well. They're favored by 5.5, over under 46.5. I don't know, man. They've yet to beat the Browns. I think I would, even if Cincinnati wins, I like getting the 5.5 points if you are the Cleveland Browns. Now, part of this may be a reaction to what we saw from Deshaun Watson in his first week back, but I expect week two to be a lot better than week one. What do you think? How confident are you that he's going to get better and then ultimately that the Browns can make a playoff push?
I can't sit up here and say that I'm confident just from what I've seen from Deshaun Watson in the preseason.
That was ugly.
And then what I've seen from him against the Houston Texans. Yeah. What I do know is that the Cincinnati Bengals versus the Cleveland Browns, Myles Garrett has been a monster and has been a matchup nightmare in this game. I want to see if this offensive line of the Cincinnati Bengals can contain him and stop him from getting off. But also, I think Joe Burrow's doing a great job of diversifying the football and utilizing his legs now. So this is a game I'm really going to be paying attention to on Sunday because of the simple fact that Joe Burrow is 0-4 against the Cleveland Browns. But I want to see how Deshaun Watson is going to play. And we don't give the Cincinnati Bengals defense enough credit that they deserve.
You're right. Like they've been playing well.
We got to start giving them more credit, man.
The line, too, has been playing much better as the season gone on. So when I said in the beginning of this season that if not for Patrick Mahomes, I take Joe Burrow over everyone. Like, if we're choosing up teams, you got Mahomes, I can't have Mahomes, fine, give me Joe Burrow. No, Josh Allen, nope, give me Joe Burrow. Even Justin Herbert, and it took me a while to come to this conclusion, I was like, oh my God, Herbert's so good. But Burrow's got that thing, man. I think he reads defenses a little
quicker
than Herbert,
too. You know what I said yesterday? He's the only person I know walking around with the size of grapefruits, my man.
So he really is special and he's different. But I think sometimes we give him so much credit for the moxie and what you just said and all that we overlook the tangibles because we're talking about the intangibles.
In the pocket, two hands on the football. You know, he's not explosive running the football, but he does just enough to get a first down.
He can scoot.
Someone coming down the pipe, you know, on third down that game against the Kansas City Chiefs, he still delivered the football to T. Higgins for a first down to put the game away. Like, little things like that.
And then he has a big arm,
yes.
And he has an accurate arm, and he reads it quick, and he gets rid of it, and he has to behind that offensive line for most of his career so far. I mean, like, the Cincinnati Bengals are a lot.
Yeah.
That's the key. That's the cue for fourth down.
170%!
This is Four Downs.
That was the wrong thing. So, fourth down, Dolphins at Chargers.
So, Dolphins at Chargers, Miami favored by 3. On the road, the over-under is 52.5. So I said the quarterback comparisons out of that draft class are clearly Burrow versus Herbert and then Tua versus Hurts. Similar-sized quarterbacks, all that stuff. And obviously, Hurts and Tua are always connected because of Alabama. But here we have Tua and Herbert going head-to-head. Tua in a great situation, who to his credit is taking advantage of it and has elevated himself to an MVP caliber player this year. And by the way, tough. I mean, he got his bell rung. He had some concussive event. I don't care what they want to say. That was a neurological event that took place.
I'm with you.
He stumbled. I've been watching the fights for my whole life, basically. I'm almost 50. I know what it looks like when a dude gets rocked. He was rocked. His legs went, right? Next, 4 days later. His arms are stiff like this. I've seen that, too, in combat sports, right? In boxing and in MMA, where you're out and your arms get stiff.
Alligator arms, man.
Yeah, yep. Right? You soon saw the fingers all splayed out weird. You knew right, uh-oh. There. And I don't know the wisdom of his continuing to play this year, but in terms of the inspiration and the toughness and the MVP conversation, I don't hold against him to miss games. I give him extra credit for the way he's playing. But the question is this.
I was against it, too. I was against him coming back and playing.
Me, too. I might still be against it, but it's happening, and he's doing great. Okay. The question is this. Herbert or Tua? They're going head-to-head.
We talking about just this year? Let's just make it this year.
Let's start with this year.
I'm going Tua. I'm going to go Tua with this year.
Because he's in the right situation?
I love the efficiency. They finally got playmakers around him. Listen, Justin Herbert has had playmakers around him since he came to the National Football League. Tua hasn't had that. When Tua, as soon as he got that, we've seen what Tua can be. So I'm going to rock with Tua.
On the other hand, Justin Herbert,
Long haul, I'm taking Justin Herbert.
Everyone said this about Josh Allen. Josh Allen has incredible physical tools, right? Mm-hmm. Even though he was raw when he got to the league. But just in terms of my gut reaction, when I put my eyes on Patrick Mahomes, preseason, and Lewis Riddick was telling me, wait till you see Mahomes this year. He's taking over, for Alex Smith, because he sat on the bench his first year. He got into one game. So I put my eyes on Mahomes in a preseason game, and I came on First Take the next morning, and I said,
I know what preseason game it was.
And I said,
it was against the Titans.
That's right. I said, I will tell my grandkids one day that I saw Patrick Mahomes play. And everyone wants Steve Abraham. I was like, what? He just won. I said, I know. I'm not saying he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. I'm saying, from what I saw last night, I will remember that.
You should have seen me on the sidelines.
He was different.
The world just happened.
The next time I got that feeling watching a quarterback was Justin Herbert against Patrick Mahomes. He takes over the team, right? Because he's not supposed to play either early on. Injury, Herbert's in. He played, I thought, he's not quite Mahomes, but that's the next time I got that same,
Max, he got some pressure on him, though, Max. He got to get to the playoffs.
He got to get to the playoffs, Max. There's no question. He's been in the league 3 years.
Let me throw my pen down.
As many problems as they've had, they have enough to get to the playoffs. There's no excuses.
Yep.
You're right.
You know what? Sean Payton to take him to the playoffs.
Sean Payton take him more to the playoffs. If he gets Sean Payton, him and Sean Payton, and because it really is the quarterback-coach combination. Like, Tua also has Mike McDaniel, who's looking like $1 billion right now. Herbert and Payton against Mahomes and Reed. Oh. I'm taking Herbert over Tua all day. And I like Tua, but Herbert's just
got a lot.
You
cannot take him over Herbert this year, Max.
I know.
You are delusional if you think that this year in 2022.
Want to go for it on fifth down? Here we go.
Bonus down.
Bucks at Niners. San Francisco's favored by 3.5. The over-under is 37.5. It's so interesting to me because on the one hand, you got Brock Purdy, rookie quarterback. No one knows anything about him, right? But stuff all around him. And on the other hand, you have Tom Brady, greatest player ever, but the team is ailing. Super interesting matchup to me. And by the way, I am picking the Bucks in that one. I like the Bucks. I like Tom Brady here. Can the Niners make the playoffs with Purdy at quarterback, and more than that, can they do something in the playoffs?
I think they can because of the formula and the way the team is set up, right? The formula is not made for the quarterback to do everything on the 49ers team, and you have the supporting cast player-wise. They have superstars all over the football field from an offensive standpoint when you think about the San Francisco 49ers. Plus, let's not forget, they have the number one defense in the National Football League. So you talk about taking the football away, getting sacks. Nick Bosa leading the NFL in sacks right now at the moment. That defense can create more opportunities for that offense to have the football. And one thing I know about Shanahan, when he gets like a 7 to 10, 13-point lead, we all know what's coming. They're already going to run the football, but we all know what's coming. Can your defensive line stop this offensive line from imposing their will on you and winning that football game?
And then you got the best running back who's a wideout and the best wideout who's a running back in McCaffrey and Debo. Good luck with that. We're presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by ESPN NFL analyst Rob Ninkovich.
Hello.
What's going on?
What's up, guys?
Or as we call him on this, Justin, Captain Robvious.
Captain Robvious.
We started talking about Sean Payton. I thought you was going to perk up over there,
Sean
Rob.
Payton, he's going to be the next head coach for the Chargers.
Oh, I hope so. I just want to see it. Mink, I need to see him and Herbert against Reed and Mahomes.
If Dallas loses in the first round, Jerry Jones is going to be knocking on his door with some cash.
Forget Sean Payton in Dallas. I hate that.
Listen, if Jerry offers him money that he can't refuse in a state that has no state tax, I don't even know how you can pass that up. With that defense and those two running backs?
But Nico,
he'd be really good at shaping that offense.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty good.
When you look at the quarterback, also think of the credit Sean Payton would get if they missed the playoffs. Herbert has more talent. He has like almost Mahomes level talent, but he's 6'6", right? And he hasn't won yet. Then Peyton comes in and unlocks that. Could you imagine?
No, it'd be awesome. I'd love to see it. Because, I mean, Sean Payton, he's one of the smartest offensive guys in the game. Like, we know how great he was in New Orleans. We know how great him and Drew Brees were together. So I could see him definitely going to a place that has a quarterback that's that gifted.
All right, let's get back to last night. Nick, I thought I was going to get some sleep last night.
I'm tired. I'm so tired right now.
Because it adds up through the week, as you know.
Yes,
I'm hosting this show. You know, like I'm up at 4 in the morning. Yeah. I push it to 4 in the morning nowadays. But it used to be 3:30.
You know what's bad is my wife's in Orlando, so the second I get home, I got kid duty.
Right. I get it. I'm with you.
All weekend. So,
Nico, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get some sleep. This game is going to be over at the half. The Raiders are fighting for their playoff lives, and Rams are cooked. Baker just got there. I didn't get any sleep last night. I mean, come on.
So, listen, this is one of them situations where hats off to Baker Mayfield. He did a terrific job last night.
No, don't throw water on it. But, no, don't throw a wet blanket.
It's a bit easier when there's no expectations. You don't even know the playbook. You're basically like, hey, I'm going to hit my back foot and just sling this football all around the field. They didn't – really, it's almost less is more. I remember when I first got to New England in 2009, we had a game like in a day. I got there on a Wednesday. We played on Friday. So I had no idea anything about the defense, nothing. And Matty was like, listen, I just want you to go out there and play ball. Like, don't think about anything. And that's kind of like Baker. He just went out there, didn't have too much in his mind, just like, I'm going to go play football. And he threw the football well. He had a few mistakes. Obviously, granted, that's going to happen when you're not understanding fully the grasp of the offense. But he looked good. But he also only threw for one touchdown and 250 yards. Let's say it ain't five touchdowns or four touchdowns.
He got that. 36 hours
yes,
later.
So he did a great job on a Thursday night football against a Raiders team that let off the gas.
Fighting for their playoff lives. They've been winning recently.
They let off the gas.
But here, I got to ask you this.
I got to ask you this, though, Nick,
because you
so now at, Baker's back. Now, Baker, you're paying Baker now.
Well, that's
– You're paying Baker.
We're going to get to that.
This is what I want to ask you. You understand the Matthew Stafford situation, right, and having that spinal contusion. This is not his first back injury. And he has some things he has to think about, right? And coming back and playing football, because the last thing I would do, and you play the game of football as well, if anyone tells you that you have anything spinal-wise, are you chancing that and coming back and playing football?
Not with his bank account.
That's my point exactly. And he won a Super
Bowl. Whatever.
Won a Super Bowl already as well.
Yeah.
So here's my thing.
Hey, what can I do if you put me in a good situation? Oh, win a Super Bowl year one? Peace. I'm out.
Could you
see? Got a spinal contusion. I'm out.
Could you see Baker Mayfield as the future for the Los Angeles Rams? Remember, they do not have draft picks like that.
And he could get him on the cheap now, Harry.
Get him on the cheap of the dime. They don't have draft picks to go get a quarterback.
Come on, wet blanket. What you got to say to
Matthew Stafford? Baker Mayfield, number one pick, goes to another place. Played at a great level in an organization that was subpar for many, many years. Gets an opportunity, goes to a good team, wins the Super Bowl. Baker Mayfield, number one pick, gets run out of Cleveland, goes to the Panthers, gets run out of Carolina, comes to the Rams, one game. Now you're going to pay this guy to be your franchise quarterback? No, what are we talking about?
Yeah, there it is.
Jeez.
Hold on, wait.
I'm losing my mind.
After the man's question, Nick, he said they don't have draft picks. You can get Baker on the cheap. Sean McVay is – talk about offensive minds, right? Like he did it with Goff, almost won the – got to the Super Bowl. He wins it with Stafford. If McVay likes what he sees in Baker and you can sign him to a reasonable deal and you don't have to give up any draft picks, what's wrong with that? Give me a better plan.
You're not breaking the bank for Baker.
What's breaking the bank? $20 million?
Yeah, but nowadays that's not even middle class for a
quarterback. That's breaking the bank to me. Like I'd give him like, I don't know, five. Give him like, see how
he's
you
like,
do
give
next
him five
year.
Punches. Just give him five noogies.
No,
like, what do you
I mean, I, listen, I don't know Baker. I don't know him as a person. I'm sure he's a great teammate. I love the headbutts. It makes me laugh as a linebacker. I'm sure I would love that if he was my teammate. I think it's just – I just need to see consistency. He had a great game last week.
Who are you going to get if not Baker, if Stafford's not there? Who do you like more than Baker out there? I want to know, Nick.
Who do I like more
than
Baker?
By the way, give the fans something to watch. See if you got something. They're not going to be good next year.
You also have to let this play in your mind, too.
Jared Goff's coming back.
It's a reason why Sean McVay and Les Snead took this chance. There's a reason behind it.
They're not just going like compensation pick if he signs somewhere else. I guess.
Yeah, it's a reason behind it.
I mean, if you say it that way, I love the headbutts though. It's great.
Nick, are we bringing you around?
I'm looking at the
You're grumpy
looking,
this morning. You woke up.
I am a little
You didn't get
grumpy,
any
right.
sleep.
I didn't get
Baker
any sleep.
Baker was inspirational last night. You're coming and poo-pooing what he did.
What time's the game end?
What time? Close to midnight, man.
It was like midnight.
It's like 11:40
me and Max text each other
something.
I was trying so bad, Nick, to go to sleep.
So
I was trying my best. I was like, come on, Raiders, just take it over the top.
Because my alarm goes off at 4:30.
Oh, 11:20.
It was 11:20. Yeah. I literally was probably sleeping by like 11:45 because I was 11:20 and, you know, brush your teeth, get ready for bed. And I'm in a hotel, which I hate. But so, like, you know, we got like, we both, all of us probably
three
got like
half.
Four and a half.
I got three and a half.
Three and a half.
I woke up at three. So
all right.
I didn't get
Rob Ninkovich, ESPN NFL analyst. Am I going to see you on this just in later today, Rob?
Yeah. Yes, I am here.
We can argue Captain Obvious.
We can argue about this.
The great Rob Ninkovich, ladies and gentlemen, two-time Super Bowl champion and not a Baker fan. Not yet. 888-SAY-ESPN-729-3776.
Consistency.
Should Baker Mayfield be the answer for the Los Angeles Rams? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, Harry Douglas in for Key and J, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.